Sorry. Can we get started? We've got this long agenda today. Land Use Committee meeting, December the 4th. In attendance, we have Councilwoman Kirkpatrick, Councilman Sheldon, Councilman Smiley, Co-Chair Councilman Packett, Councilman Hollins, Councilman Cartier, and here comes the Rev. Dr. Bullock. Not coming will be Councilman Bell, Councilwoman Diller, Councilman Street, Councilman Weiner, and I don't see anybody hear anything about Councilman Powers or anything? Okay. Don't know. So, Yay, Chrissy Roberts, and myself, Joe Redder. Anything on the minutes? Motion on the minutes?
Motion approved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Okay. This will be my resolution here. It has to do with to amend and terminate the declaration of the property known as Christiana Mall, tax paying parcels number 09-024-00023. You want all these numbers written and grayed out. 09-024.00-034. And the next one is 09-024.00-019. 09-024.00-025. And
please have Betsy read it to the record.
You know what I usually
say.
The world tape. 09-024.00-020. This has to do with I think it's three and a half acres, Larry, that was purchased a few years ago from the Cavalier Country Club, and this is part of the expansion of the Christiana Mall, where Cabela's is gone, and they have to have this done in order to accommodate their expansion. We have Larry Tarabico's here. Larry, if you want to get up and explain anything and introduce your guest.
Sure. Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members of council, Larry Tarabicos. And with me today, I also have Jim Whitcomb, who's the Director of Development for General Growth Properties, who owns the mall. Also Steve Chambliss, who's the General Manager of Christiana Mall, and Brian Conlin, who is our project engineer, actually our architect, I guess, isn't here yet. But I wanted to, and I'll follow your judgment about next Tuesday, how much of this presentation you're going to do next Tuesday as well. But generally, I know we try to handle these things here. A little bit of background. This application before you is to terminate an old restriction that encumbers the property you see here that's shaded in gray. Some of this property is no longer owned by the mall because it's part of the road, part of the highway, part of Route 1, part of I-95 interchange. So this application is related really just to amending the restriction, but the story is a lot deeper than that because we need to remove that in order to accommodate what's really going on. There's two pending plans before the county, one of which will come to you probably within a month for the Cabela's. So I wanted to give you a little bit of background. Where we are right now, and this plan here shows the entire mall property, there are two plans pending. One here for the Cabela's, which will be a 110,000 square foot store. For those of you who aren't familiar with Cabela's, as I was not, they are one of the nation's, if not the largest, one of the nation's largest retailers of hunting, fishing, and outdoor camping equipment. Very, very popular store. I was amazed at how many people in the Land Use Department, frankly, were excited to hear about Cabela's company. I guess the closest one now is in Hamburg, Pennsylvania, where a lot of them go to shop. So that's the one plan that's going through the process. And then there's also, which is also exciting, there's a Cinemark movie theater coming, which will be in this property here, which is what Mr. Retta was talking about, towards the 8.5 acres. There was 8.5 acres about 17 years ago purchased from Cavaliers Country Club that still has not been used, and now it will be. So those two plans are going through the process. This comes after the major redevelopment of the mall that probably most of you are familiar with. Nordstrom's came in, Target came in, Cheesecake Factory, Brio, J.B. Dawson, several restaurants redid the food court, redid the whole section of the mall outside of Nordstrom. So major redevelopment, that was a huge boost to our economy in the state of Delaware. Just to give you some numbers, that redevelopment was $150 million of infusion into our economy. I'm proud to say that 95% of that was done by Delaware contractors, and even prouder to say that it was Delaware Union contractors, and I don't mind saying that. It also resulted in 2,000 to 3,000 permanent new jobs. So we've talked about jobs a lot at council, and a lot of these are extremely well-paying jobs because these restaurants are packed all the time. The people working at those restaurants are making very good money. This development will be another $40 million of capital infused into the local economy and will employ another 300 to 400 permanent positions. So these are all been good for the state of Delaware. The other thing that I wanted to mention, people have been complaining for years about the fact that our ring road isn't really a ring. It kind of juts in here and does this, which is one of the reasons why we bought the 8.5 acres but haven't had a reason to actually now make it a full circle. So that jog in the road that does that now will no longer be there. Public transportation is a big issue here. Too bad Councilman Weiner's not here because it's a big issue he likes to talk about. We'll maybe talk about it Tuesday. But this is a model, I think, this site for public transportation. Used to have pretty big park and ride facility here. That park and ride facility is going to be relocated this area. And as you may know, we just got done constructing a brand new bus shelters, bus stop, very large in this area here. Used by a lot of people, very, very actively used. And so what I have found from some other work that I do outside of my practice is that a lot of moderate income and lower income people in this county use the transportation to come to the mall to shop. They'll now be able to go to the movie theater as well, go to the restaurants, and you know, it's a changing environment here, but the public transportation location here is a real, real benefit. Now, on the deed restrictions, because we are here to talk about that, these restrictions were put on 36 years ago. At the time, there was a thought that Strawbridge's, that was located here, would need to expand. And don't forget, this wasn't here. 95 was here, but Route 1 was not here. So visibility was very different. Visibility and parking were concerns that Strawbridge's had at the time. And so the restriction was put on to really control that property for future expansion for Strawbridge's and to maintain visibility and parking. What's happened now is that things have changed. Nordstrom's has bought the property. Nordstrom's has submitted a letter. It's referenced in the record from the Land Use Department's recommendation where they don't oppose this development. And just retailing concepts and mall issues have changed over the years. When I got into this issue at first, I went back in the county, found the old records, and what we found was that the people that were around in 1977, a lot of the people that actually helped start my career, Albert Marta, who was the first developer of the mall, he's no longer with us. Bill Lynch, who was the first lawyer that I worked with, he's passed away. Leonard Shore, who was the director of development for the Rubin Company, who developed the mall, he's passed away. But we did find, I found, the architect who was involved with the mall at that time, Philip Franks, and got him to come down. He came to the hearing. He testified, and he testified what the intent was of the restriction and why it's no longer applicable. And I think the planning board really found that to be very helpful. Malls have changed. Malls used to be a single building with everything on the inside, and you only got access to the stores from the inside, and there was nothing else at the property except the shopping mall. Now all you got to do is go up to King of Prussia Mall, and even here, and you see that malls are very different animals now, and they've become retail but also entertainment and dining destinations. And if you go to King of Prussia Mall, they even have a half a dozen hotels up there. So, and one of the things that you'll notice at the mall now is that many of our stores are accessible from the outside. So Barnes & Noble, Cheesecake Factory, some of the retailers here, we call that, what do they call it, Lifestyle Center? Everything's got a name. But a lot of those are accessible from the outside and the inside. So things are changing, and it's more of a broader idea of retail and entertainment. So the restriction served its purpose. It's really no longer necessary, and we need to remove it, even though we don't really, if you read it, you tell me what you think it means, because we still haven't figured out what it means. We're not even sure that it needs to be changed, but in discussions with the Land Use Department, we agreed the best thing to do is just remove it completely. So that's the long story for a short topic. I'm happy to answer any questions you have.
Any questions, Council? Mm-hmm. Councilman Taggart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, well, I can tell you, you know, for ever since this was announced in the paper, you know, all the community meetings I go to, I'm surprised you hadn't heard about it, you know, prior to this. But, you know, everywhere we went, you know, this has just been met with, you know, great enthusiasm. You know, everybody wondering just how soon it's going to be, and they were really excited. You know, this is probably the single excitable, you know, store that's come to our area in quite a long time. And, like I said, anywhere I go, everybody's really excited about it and want to know how soon it'll be online. So.
Well, let me just add, in case, because you don't hear this often enough, and I'm not like Mr. Smiley, one to kiss up to anybody, but let me say that these plans were just filed in, what, August, Ryan?
July.
Okay. And we should have both approved by the end of the year. So I got to give credit to the Land Use Department, Mr. Culver. They have been great. You say people want to know how quickly they're going to open. You know, we shouldn't blame the county process, because these both should be approved in 6 months to prove that if you do things the right way, the plans go through the process pretty quickly.
Councilor Cardiac?
Yeah, I appreciate the site plans to look at this and your description. I just had a specific question about what part of the deed restriction are you seeking relief from that would require a vote of council. As I'm just reading through here, it doesn't seem like it restricts that much.
No, our reading of it, my reading of it is that you can't build something here that's unrelated to the mall. Okay. And this is related to the mall. So we don't think it prohibits it. But you could also read it to say you can't build anything there unless it's related to one of the department stores, or it's just a weird. I don't know who wrote the thing. I have to say it's really goofy, and so we didn't know what it meant. I'll be honest with you, we were unaware of it. I mean, we wouldn't have filed these plans if we knew about it. The Land Use Department brought it to our attention because one of our competitors apparently brought it to their attention.
They must have thought you were getting a load.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna be going no there comment. Next the rest of my life. So.
Go ahead. So it's not clear that. So instead of trying to, your question's a great question, because I started to draft new language, and Mr. Culver said, "No, we don't want that. We just want you to apply to terminate it completely, so that it's no longer a cloud on the title." Mm-hmm. Okay. And so that's what we're doing, just to make it clear.
It does appear that when you read the deed restrictions under this little section I under section one there talks about provided the square footage size of the Christiana Mall building structure is not thereby increased by the additional buildings, you're going to increase the square footage here.
But we're not increasing the square footage of the structure, which is what it talks about. So again, it's very, very complicated. It's confusing. It's better.
Councilor Smiley.
Yeah, I just want to say back to the transportation of your permit. I apologize, I don't have the specifics with me, but I attended a DelDOT meeting about a month ago where they were talking about the Route 1 bypass, the completion, and based on all of the projected growth, commercial growth in that area when that's completed, they're looking at adjacent to but off-site of this, a larger transportation hub to service all of them, and they're actually looking at having internal shuttles, right, for the stores and everything else. So it all seems to be coming together. It's just as a great destination point for my wife and others.
Well, and just not to bring up sour grapes, this goes back forever, but it was not supposed to be,
right.
But because we haven't objected to it for 20-some years. This is has been Del Dot's transportation. Yeah. This isn't just the park
they,
and ride.
They were very clear
There's,
about that.
I don't know, how many buses, Steve, per day come through here?
Well, it's 1,800 a week.
So this is their transfer hub. The mall is, and they don't pay us a dime for that. And the ring road shows the wear and tear.
And they did give credit for that.
Yes,
they want it, but they gave credit.
We want them to move off site too with the transportation hub. But we love the public transportation and the people that bring.
That's what they're looking at.
Yeah, you're right about that. No, there's some idea that perhaps the land that Nathan bought for $17 million. Maybe it will be used partly for that. And then it would be a intermodal transportation hub for the entire Churchman's Crossing area, which is a great thing.
Mm-hmm. Anything else from council? Anything from the public?
I mean, what's your pleasure, Mr. Chairman? Just wanted to just say, ask in for Mr. President as well. Do you want this whole presentation next Tuesday again because there's 4 or 5 council members missing?
I would bring them. We would bring it up. If they want it, we'll do it, just in case. But if not, you know.
All right.
Yes. Email it to me.
There is someone from the public here, Councilman.
Okay.
Great. Hi. Mr. Chairman and member of the council, my name is Matt Longo. I'm counsel for the Cavaliers Townhouse Condo Association, which is the neighboring community to the northeast right here. This is our neighborhood. And we've held several special meetings in regards to this project and weighed all the burdens and benefits and actually took a vote in support of the project. And so because of that, Mr. Karabikos asked me to come speak on behalf of my community and let you know that we have voted in support of it and really are actually really excited and look forward to its completion. And that's all.
Councilor Carday?
Just for the attorney.
Go ahead.
Question for me. Does this final portion sort of complete the build-out of the Christiana Mall?
That's another great question. Unfortunately, I have to say it looks like that's the case right now. Mr. Wickham and I talk about this a lot, but for now, that appears to be the case.
How many acres are we talking in total?
It's 127, 128 acres, probably with the land that DelDOT's recently taken. We're at about 122, 123, so it's still under 10,000 square feet per acre. Hopefully there will be opportunities to do some other things in the future, but not right now.
Now we got another question here.
Oh, yeah.
Well, since Bob isn't here, I figured I'd have to ask something.
It's Junior.
Yeah.
On behalf of Councilman Weiner, the movie theater isn't currently built, correct? It's still...
In the planning process.
What type of buffering is it going to be between there and the existing community of the golf community that's back there?
Well, the
I see there's green there.
Yeah, right? when we purchased the 8.5 acres from Cavaliers, it was negotiated into the deed. Cavaliers put in there that there had to be a 50-foot buffer, and it's in the deed, actually, and that must remain there forever. Mm-hmm. So there's a 50-foot buffer. Landscape buffer between the property. And just for your information, too, since you bring it up, there was a initial plan of about a dozen lights along the ring road in this area here. We got it down to where there's only 4, and there's lower. So we're sensitive to that as well.
The impact of the noise for just the construction that was there on the golf course community was pretty loud. I'm certain the council member of the district probably knows about that, but there was also concerns about the noise as the landscaping buffer being able to handle that.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
It didn't hurt your game anyway.
No.
Council President?
Mr. Terabikos, thank you for a very in-depth and comprehensive I have one question.
Yes.
The totality of the project, when is it scheduled to be complete?
I'm going to let Mr. Wickham answer that on the store. What's the current time frame for, and state your name for the record also.
Jim Wickham, or James T. Wickham, if you prefer. Everybody calls him Jim. My arrangements with these two is that they have 12 months from the time I delivered the pad to them. And at this point, that's purely being driven by going through record plan process. The way it looks now is I'll deliver the Cinema pad to them in April, and I'll be able to deliver the Cabela's pad to them, depending on what happens with that, as early as April and as late as November. So if everything goes right, they both would love to open before holiday next, but it's, I don't see it happening. It'll probably open in the spring. Both of them will probably open in the spring following. Does that answer your question?
Yes, and the construction around it.
The road construction.
Road construction, yes.
November 13th.
Yeah, we'll be done with everything.
That was a great question.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, that's a great, because yes, it's anticipated that Route 1 interchange, it's a great question because the timing is important.
Right.
Route 1 interchange work should be done this time next year, and they're moving pretty quickly. It's looking good out there. But you're right. That's good. It'll be nice to have that done and see how it all works.
Anything else from council or the public? I'd just like to say Chrissy and I went down and had a meeting a while back, and it was at sort of like an off time of the year, but it was like Christmas down there anyway with the shoppers. So with this change in the mall, I never see a parking spot down there too much. You usually got to park out near the road.
Yeah, it'll be fascinating with the movie theater coming. What will happen here in terms of a really entertainment destination where people are coming and then eating either before the movies or after the movies. I know I've spoken with Steve about, is the food court going to stay open later so they can have people afterwards? And so it's all, I think it's all great stuff because it becomes a destination place, not just you go and you drive everywhere. You leave your car there and you can do multiple things.
And it has a regional appeal.
Yes, it sure does.
Okay.
Very much so.
Got a lot of people from Pennsylvania and Maryland there. And Jersey. Well, anything else?
Appreciate your support.
In this subject. Okay. Others? Councilman Holland.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just one item under other. Last week when HUD was here, I think we had a pretty in-depth discussion around issues of affordable housing. And a few things happened after that meeting. One was the final decision relating to Sussex County, something that I'm hoping that we can avoid here in Newcastle County. But one of the interesting things that the courts did say to Sussex County is that the county must specifically recognize that the proximity to public transportation cannot be used as a basis to deny affordable housing application. And quite often around here, when we talk about affordable housing, an issue always comes up, well, is it near public transportation? That is not a valid reason to deny public housing, affordable housing application. And I know I did mention to Nancy Willing and some of the other people I identify as opponents to workforce housing or affordable housing to be present at the meeting to help them get a better understanding. And the first thing she said to me, I'm sure HUD is going to say, it's got to be in proximity to public transportation. And that's just the opposite of what HUD said in the courts, that you cannot use that. So you'll probably hear me say this time and time again, because I know people are going to come forward and say it time and time again, and it's going to be my answer. And I have it highlighted here, so it'll be in my land use plan. Thank you.
Councilman Cartier.
And just comment on that. Was a good citation you read out of the paper there. And point of fact, you know, the way that I understand transportation development, transportation follows development, because if you have development with the requisite density, the transportation is sustainable based on that. Transportation doesn't exist independent of, you know, development or, you know, it follows it.
Right.
So that's why our land use planning is really has direct impact on how public transit will go in the county.
Council President?
Councilman Hollis, I want to thank you for bringing in the HUD team last week. It was very informative, and thank you for your leadership on this issue.
Thank you.
I share it with you as well.
Anything else under other? Dave?
Good afternoon, Dave Culver, Department of Land Use. Several council members have inquired about getting new district maps between land use and IS. I did print them up, or had IS print them up, so I do have them here, so I can distribute to you after the meeting for your new council district maps. And they're more detailed with the street names and the neighborhoods, so you can get a quicker feel of whether or not it's your issue or you want to pass it on to your neighbor. Unfortunately, Mr. President, you represent the entire county. Unless you want a whole county map, you're just broken down by districts.
We'll talk.
Thank you.
Anything else? Public comment?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Hey, welcome back.
Jay.